Hello and welcome to the Solocal Q1 2019 revenues call. My name is Molly and I'll be your coordinator for today's event. For the duration of the call, your lines will be on listen only. However, there will be an opportunity to ask questions later in the call. If you require assistance at any time, please press star zero on your telephone keypad and you will be connected to an operator. This document contains forward-looking statements. Any forward-looking statement does not constitute forecasts as defined in European Regulation EC 809/2004. Forward-looking statements relate to expectations, beliefs, projections, future plans and strategies, anticipated events or trends, and similar expressions concerning matters that are not historical facts. The forward-looking statements are based on the company's current beliefs, assumptions and expectations of its future performance, taking into account all information currently available. Forward-looking information and statements are not guarantees of future performance and are subject to various risks and uncertainties, many of which to predict and generally beyond the control of the company. These risks and uncertainties include of those discussed or identified under Section 4 Risk Factors of the Solo Group document de reference, which was filed with the French Financial Markets Authority, AMF, on March 21, 2019. Important factors that could cause actual earnings to differ materially from the earnings anticipated in the forward-looking statements include the effects of competition usage levels, the company, the success of the company, of the group's investments in France and abroad, and the effects of the economic situation. Solocal Group, its affiliates, directors, advisors, employees and representatives expressly disclaim any liability whatsoever for such forward-looking statements. The forward-looking statements contained in this document apply only at the date of this document. Solocal Group does not undertake to update any of these statements to take account of events or circumstances arising after the date of said document or to take account of the occurrence of unexpected events. The quarterly financial statements are not audited. The financial data are presented for the first time not only on the scope of continued activities, but by integrating continued and discontinued activities, divested activities. Due to rounding numbers presented throughout this and other documents may not add up precisely to the total provided. Disclosure of Q1 2019 monthly digital order intake evolution does not indicate a change in Solocal communication. Going forward, Solocal will keep communicating on quarterly order intake. I will now hand over to your host, Eric Bussier, CEO, to begin today's conference. Thank you.
Thank you, and good morning, everyone, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Solocal Q1 2019 Activity and Revenues webcast. I'll share with you today the Q1 business activity and revenues of Solocal, as well as the progress we've made in the execution of our strategic plan, Solocal 2020. As you know, this is a massive and unprecedented transformation we are going through. And it is important that we provide regular updates on the implementation of our plan and share what was achieved so far and what are the next steps. Moving to page five, 2018 was a year of deep transformation for Solocal in order to build quite fast, I must say, the foundation of a new Solocal. Since the announcement of our strategic plan back in Feb 2018, only 14 months ago, we met significant milestones, and I can tell that we continue to be on track. Let me highlight the key messages of this presentation. A new sales organization is in place since January 1st, 2019, an organization which is now multi-channel with the introduction of an online sales channel through solocal.com. Business units have been removed and field sales are now operating on more concentrated geographic territories. In addition, a dedicated sales team to address large accounts is in place to capture the market potentials where we have strong assets to compete successfully. New performance-oriented variable compensations for the sales force have been introduced since January 1st. Only performers will be rewarded. 100 additional sales reps have been recruited in the first quarter in order to compensate the natural departures that occurred in 2018. New digital offers rollout is ramping up with the ambition to migrate our existing customers throughout the year. We will be trending towards 50% by the end of the year. We also launched a first wave of advertising in order to support our sales effort and increase the awareness of our brand SoloCal. As we totally reset the company, we switch on all critical engines early in the year to ensure we deliver our promise to return to growth in digital order intake and to moderate growth of recurring EBITDA in 2018-19. Now, we still have a lot to do, lots of work to do, to pursue the ongoing transformation process, drive a real culture shift, and become much, much more agile. This is a deep transformation we are carrying through, and staying extremely focused on execution will remain paramount. So where do we stand at the end of the first quarter 2019? As planned, we experienced a trend reversal in digital order intake during Q1. Over the quarter, digital order intake are down minus 5% versus Q1 2018 and are up 2.1% versus the last quarter of 2018. The productivity of our sales force has increased, driven by our new multi-channel organization, a new client segmentation, a new allocation of customer portfolios, and the new Salesforce compensation scheme. This performance was supported by the rollout of new presence offer since Jan and by the advertising campaign Vous allez avoir de la visite. Finally, the share of order intake in subscription mode is growing. Moving to page 6 and going into the details of the first quarter 2019 performance. Digital order intake amounted to €141 million and decreased by 5% in the first quarter 2019 versus Q1 2018. But digital order intake in Q1 2019 increased sequentially by 2.1% versus Q4 2019. The digital order backlog, which corresponds to accumulated digital sales not yet recognized in revenues, amounted for €354 million at the end of March 2019, increasing by 1.9% compared to the end of December 2018. Digital revenues stood at €133 million, a decrease of minus 9.9% in Q1 2019 versus Q1 2018. Total revenues amounted for €148 million, a decrease of minus 14% in Q1 2019 versus Q1 2018. And the percentage of subscription-based sales ramped up from 16% to 17% of our total sales at the end of March 2019 compared to the end of March 2018. Moving on to page 7. As you know quite well, order intake is a real-time indicator of the business performance of SoloCal. This is why we decided last year to publish this KPI on a regular basis. Digital order intake decreased by 5% in Q1 2019 year-on-year, while print order intake decreased by 29%. But I'd like to draw your attention, again, to the evolution compared to last quarter, where order intake in digital grew by 2.1%. Moving on to page 8. Here, I'd like to provide more granularity about Q1. January performance was roughly in line with the two previous quarters at minus 18%. In February and March, we shifted gear and reversed previous trend, returning to a slight growth of respectively 0.8% and 0.2%. So what happened to in this quarter to explain the inflection in the sales trend in the last 2 months of the quarter? As I said earlier, SoloCal is now a brand new company. January was a total reset, a new start of a company. Imagine that the sales organization drastically changed starting early Jan. A new customer segmentation now defines how we allocate clients over the sales channels based on their ARPA potential. New geographic territories are allocated to field sales after the removal of vertical business units. As a consequence, customer portfolio changed by 85%, which required time for salespeople to adapt and get to know their new clients. And as I mentioned it earlier, the implementation of a new Salesforce compensation plan to incentivize sales performance was implemented in January. So consider that January was a real warm-up, a new company, a new beginning. And starting in Feb, our transformed and very engaged sales organization, driven by a very talented and professional leadership, starting firing all cylinders. All sales channels reorganized according to the new segmentations are now activated and have contributed to deliver growth expectations. The organization is multi-channel in multi-channel mode. The new comp plan, the rollout of the new service offers in auto-renewal subscription mode, the new territories for the sales reps are all positive factors that have significantly contributed to improve our commercial productivity. Let me call out some indicators that you can see on the slide, some indicators of the improvement we recorded when it comes to productivity. Field sales meetings increased by 12% in Q1 2019 versus Q4 2018. New customers' telesales call time grew by 30% in Q1 2019 versus Q4 2018. Customer acquisition increased by 28% in Q1 2019 versus Q4 2018. Digital order intake per sales rep was up 20% in Q1 2019 versus Q4 2018 and up 44% versus Q1 2018. This gain in productivity enables sales rep to clear time for upsell and for new client acquisition. Finally, I'm quite pleased with, let's say, the first impact of our brand new ad campaign, which kicked off late February. It definitely drove traffic into our e-commerce channel and significantly increased inbound call volumes. On page 9, I want to give more colors on the ad campaign. We launched the first wave in Feb, and other waves of ad campaigns are planned until the end of June and possibly in the fall. You could certainly enjoy the campaign across all media channels, TV, on prime time, radio, and of course on digital media. We also intensified our marketing campaigns to acquire traffic, boost visits, and performance. On page 10, see the first results of this campaign, which are quite promising. Concretely, within the 5 weeks after its launch, traffic on SoloCal website and the number of calls through our inbound call platform have doubled. Direct sales have more than doubled, and the ROI of the first wave is over 200%. So not only it has impact on digital sales, but also it creates high energy within our sales force and a very positive perception throughout our client base. You know what? People talk about SoloCal. You may have experienced that by yourself. And when they talk about it, they talk about SoloCal in a positive way. It's a change. We look forward to maintaining that momentum quarter after quarter to nurture our business momentum and increase brand image and awareness. Let me move to page 11. In Q1 2019, digital revenues decreased by 9.9% at €133 million and print revenues by 39% at €15 million. Both digital and print revenues were impacted by the drop in order intake in the second half of 2018. As you know, order intakes are recognized as revenues over a certain period of time, which explains that the trend in order intake impacts revenue with a delayed effect. We presented at the time of our full year results the average conversion pattern of order intake into revenues. Print revenues continue to decline with an acceleration over 2019, as we will stop to publish printed directories at the end of 2020. Moving to page 12, we will focus on backlog here. As a reminder, backlog is the outstanding portion of the revenue still to be recognized as at the 31st of March from order intake validated and committed by customer. So we are talking about the stock of revenue still to be recognized over the coming quarters. The digital order backlog amounted for 354 million euros at the end of March, compared to 347 million at the end of December, representing an increase of 2.1%. This increase is due to the rebound of the digital business in Q1 2019. Moving to a different topic, I want to come back on our cash situation, moving to slide 13. I want here to reconfirm that Solocal has the capacity to finance its operation in 2019, and the outflows related to the headcount reduction that was carried out in 2018, underpinned by the forecast growth of digital sales and several liquidity sources that we already depicted. Let me remind you of the following. We have 82 million of cash available on our balance sheet at the beginning of the year. Positive recurring operating cash flows historically of at least 100 million euros. Additional financing lines that we settled over the past few months in order to provide additional flexibility, such as a working capital facility for a minimum of 10 million euros. I remind you that Solocal has more than 200 million euros of receivable on its balance sheet at the end of 2018, and we also have the potential to switch authorization baskets in the bond documentation to increase flexibility on receivable financing through a waiver request. We also signed in February 2019 a three-year RCF of 15 million euros. And finally, we are contemplating potential asset disposal of non-core assets. Net, all above mentioned combined with the trend in our order intakes, we are in a position to confirm our capacity to finance our operations as well as the cash outflows related to the transformation plan. Let me conclude and share a brief outlook for 2019. First and foremost, we confirm and I confirm our goals for the year. Growth of digital order intake ramping up quarter by quarter. Moderate growth of recurring EBITDA and EBITDA conversion into operating cash flows maintained above 16%, 60%, 60. Second, we are confident to maintain the February-March rhythm into Q2. As a reminder, Q2 2018 was marked by an artificial growth resulting from the rebound in activity that occurred over the quarter as sales reps who volunteered in the redundancy plan boosted their performance to maximize their pay leave. Moving on, we continue to be 100% focused on the execution of our strategy. More than ever, customer-oriented. Ramping up our new digital offers, presence and priority ranking, which will be tested across channels in Q2 and accelerating in Q3. And enhancing our digital products, our media platform, introducing new tools for our sales force and for customer support, and migrating all our information systems and apps to the cloud to optimize uptime and maximize efficiencies. And as I just said, we confirm our capacity to honor our financial commitments driven by, one, the positive trends in order intake, additional cost reduction we carry out this year, and new sources of financing we intend to progressively put in place. So you can see, you can hear loud and clear, all our efforts are going into execution of our strategy. And I'm very confident in our ability to deliver our strategic plan. Step by step, quarter by quarter. Before handing over to you for the Q&A, I'd like to announce that our CFO is leaving the company for personal reasons, and he will be replaced in the coming weeks by a new CFO. In the meantime, Nathalie Etzenbach, Head of Investor Relations, Jérôme Fievet, Head of Accounting, Julie Galugno-Dali, Head of Treasury and Financing, Romain Polak, Head of Financial Control, will temporarily fill the position. We'll be working together as one team. They all joined last year and they have all my trust and support to assume this capacity. I'm now happy to answer any questions you may have. I will be supported by the team here. I'm handing over to the operator. We can start now the Q&A session, please.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question via the phone line, please press star one on your telephone keypad and ensure that your telephone line is unmuted locally. You will then be advised when to ask your question. The first question comes from the line of Conor O'Shea calling from Kepler Cheuvreux. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning, Eric, everybody. Thanks for taking my questions. Three questions, please. First question on the your remarks on the Q2 digital sales, that the basis of comparison would be more difficult, but you still expect to grow, I think, in line with February, March, I guess, year on year. So is that suggesting sort of slightly up for the second quarter as a best guess at this stage? And maybe if you could just explain why, March was slightly slower than February. Was there a basis of comparison effect there, or is the difference in growth not really meaningful? And then the second question on you gave some numbers in the press release about the number of visits on Pageon website up 30%, and you mentioned it was a boost from a deal with Le Bon Coin. Can you just explain what that was and how that deal works in boosting visits to the site? That would be useful. And then the third question, just on Jean-Jacques leaving, which I guess it comes as a surprise. I think in the filings suggest he's been buying a significant amount of shares over the last month or so. You say it's for personal reasons. Does that mean that he's not going to another CFO job? Can you give us maybe a little bit more color around that if it's possible? Thank you.
Thank you. Starting with the first question about Q2, I think I said it all. Basically, you can extrapolate, in a sense, February and March, which is roughly, flattish plus trend. So you can expect that certainly, for the second quarter, which is going to be fueled by a couple of things. One, we've added another 100 salespeople in Q1. The impact on Q1 of these 100 new hires, let's say, is 30-40%. So you can expect, 100% impact, of the new sales capacity. The second thing is that you are going to accelerate the ad campaign. So the impact that we could feel in Q1 is going to be also increased in Q2. The more you basically advertise, the more you grow in terms of awareness and visibility. So we expect that to be an additional booster. Three, we continue, to drive additional productivity from our telesales people. You could hear about, the time they are spending, on telephone. It is increasing quarter after quarter. That's another factor in the equation which should help drive, the growth. Now, it's clear that, last year, Q2 was a quarter of artificial growth, as I said, so the base is a bit different from the base that we had in Q1, and therefore I think it's good to be kind of prudent in our forecast for the second quarter. But we feel good that, as I said, this year is going to be a year of return to growth in digital order intake, and we're going to see that happening quarter after quarter with acceleration as we drive towards the end of the year. That's one. On the second question on Pageon, as Pageon is audience is driven by a couple of factors: direct audience, partner audience, and SEO audience coming from Google. And it is true that we are recording additional momentum coming from the partnerships, and in particular with the partnership that we've settled back in December with Le Bon Coin. We see that as a potential, as an opportunity, not with Le Bon Coin, but with other partners to drive additional traffic, visits. And as you know, visits are turning into contacts, real contacts. What is a contact? Is a visit on a site of our customers, or it's a visit in a store of our customers. So it's important that, you know, it's important to continue driving that audience. And we have a number of partnerships that we could sign up in the coming quarters to add up to the audience that we generated in this quarter. So that's a good momentum. On the last question, I cannot comment more.
Okay. Fair enough. And so just one follow-up, Eric, just to understand when you talk about the artificial boost from last year in Q2, and you said it was ahead of the restructuring plan. Just to understand, was that a temporary increase in productivity because some sales reps were trying to avoid the plan, or they were trying to maximize their payout under the plan? I just want to understand that.
You helped me here because you answered the question in your very question. Okay. So basically, I mean, people who knew that they were leaving the company, they maximize revenue at the very end of June. So June was very artificial. So we could see that in Q3, which was a big drop, if you remember well. Yes. So that's why, you know, the base is not something that we can consider yet. We definitely plan to continue on the rhythm that I mentioned. So basically, the February-March rhythm.
Okay, understand.
And by the way, don't consider any difference between February and March. Come on, I mean it's.
I just wanted to know if there was.
Very marginal. One thing that you should have in mind is that March in 2018 was one. There was one more day in March last year than this year, which means that in fact, you know, March was a little bit higher than February, but. So that's more for the record now.
Okay. So not meaningful difference. Okay. I just wanted to check that. Okay. Many thanks, Eric. Thank
you. Before we take the next question, please be reminded, if you do have a question, please press *1 on your telephone keypad. The next question comes from the line of Jasper Zinbel, calling from Robus Capital. Please go ahead.
Good morning, Eric and team, and thank you for the presentation. Couple of questions from my side, if I may. In the press release, it is stated that the financial data are represented for the first time, not only on the scope of continued activities, but by integrating continued and discontinued activities, including divested activities. Could you maybe comment to what extent Q1 19 results and corresponding to the year-over-year comparison and comparison to Q4 18 are affected by this?
Yeah, I mean, the impact is very marginal as well. Huh? We're talking about, you know, 400K.
Okay. Thank you so much. That's marginal. Yeah, okay. With respect to the advertising campaign which you launched and which yielded some promising results, you mentioned that direct sales more than doubled. In order to understand the magnitude of these measures a little bit better, could you help us understand what size we're talking about here in terms of direct sales in Q1 19?
Yeah, we launched our, just to give some context, we launched solocal.com back in November 2018, and we opened up the online sales of this site at the end of January. So it's a very, very, very early start. So the numbers, the direct sales, you know, through e-commerce and the outbound call platform, it's very, very early. So we're talking in millions, not more.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, with respect
the potential and the expectations are much, much higher. And this is definitely where we are investing to ensure that becomes, you know, a very, let's say, significant sales engine for Solocal down the road. So again, month after month, quarter after quarter, you know, we'll expect, you know, more growth coming from that channel.
Okay, understood. Thank you. Now, with respect to your customer portfolio, you mentioned in the press release that there was a customer portfolio change of 85%. Could you help me understand that number a little bit better? What does that mean exactly?
Yeah, it means the following. You know, the last 5 years in the company, our salespeople were organized by vertical business unit. Because, I mean, the company, you know, had this organization whereby some people, you know, were dedicated to health, others to commerce, and so on and so forth. We've decided to change that because the productivity which was generated or driven by the former schema was not efficient whatsoever. We changed that to implement geographic territories for our salespeople, which means that they are traveling much less, and they can dedicate much more time to their customers or to go after new customers. Indeed, you know, you can see that from the numbers. The number of calls and the number of visits and meetings with customers are increased significantly, driven by this new organization. Yet, in January, since we changed the portfolio, a given sales rep changed his customer portfolio by 85%. Therefore, he had to discover, meet customers for the first time in 85% of the time, which means that as we move forward, this will happen less and less. And therefore, we will certainly draw more productivity from the sales time as we move into Q2, Q3, Q4. So January was very special, very, very special. As I said, it's the real reset of the company. I mean, we reinvented the company almost from zero. Everything, new management, new organization, new products, new business models, new brand, and so on and so forth. And all that comes together almost in Jan. So Jan was a warm-up.
Understood. Thank you. And then one final one from my side, and sorry for touching on this point again, but with respect to the Q2 2018 period, which will be a comparable for Q2 19, of course, do I understand correctly now that as a result of the redundancy scheme, which kicked in Q3, salespeople were actually sort of trying to inflate their numbers in Q2, or let's say move forward certain contract agreements from which would have naturally taken place in Q3, and as a result, Q2 18 was, let's call it, exceptionally strong. Is that the correct understanding?
I think it's correct.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
The next question comes from the line of Eric Blaine, calling from Mind First. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning, everybody. I just want to know a little more about your commercial efficiency. Is the launch of the campaign was very important, and you gave a lot of numbers of about the increase in commercial contact, which is not the same as the increase in sales. And my idea is there any more new customer coming? What is the profile of the new customer? Is it more essential than premium, or is there any contact without conversion in order intake?
Thank you, Eric. Good question. So, first of all, you know, we've kick-started this new online sales channel in January. One. Second, it is focused for the moment, I say for the moment, on one product, Presence, which is a new digital service in subscription mode that we also launched and tested back in November, accelerated in January, February, and we're going to have more products to sell through that channel into Q2, Q3, and Q4. So focus on one product for the time being. Then, when I mentioned when this e-commerce platform is really dedicated to prospects for the moment, so it's new customers. And second, it's going after low ARPA. When I say low ARPA, it's in the 500 to 600 euro ARPA, right? But More and more, we'll add more products, sites, websites, ranking, priority ranking on Pajon. So all that will certainly enable us to go after one, new customers still, higher ARPA, and this will be also an engine to go after upsell. But this is, you know, again, step by step, quarter by quarter. We are at the very beginning, and you cannot extrapolate this number or establish a connection between the doubling of the visits on the website and the overall order intake of the quarter. It is not, you know, coherent.
Okay. And just about the basis of the Q2, which is going to be a little challenging. Does that mean also that the Q3 would be a very interesting basis for your growth?
As I said before, Eric, but you know, it's good news to echo that again. We're gonna see. I mean, our growth picture for the year is, I would say, a growth pattern which is going to grow quarter after quarter. So if we are, you know, on the February-March rhythm in Q2, you can expect more in Q3 and more in Q4.
Yes, but what I mean is inflation of sales in Q2 2018 have impacted Q3 2018.
Somehow.
On the reverse side, that means, okay?
Yes, somehow.
Okay, thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Amit Patel, calling from Oak Hill Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning. This is Saurabh from Oak Hill Advisors. Thanks for the presentation. I actually have two questions. One of the questions is a follow-up from the previous caller. You talked about the new online sales channel, which kind of kicked off in January. Can you kind of provide more color? How is that different from Google? In the sense, if a customer goes onto Google to find their product, what I understand is that for a small customer, there's no dedicated kind of hotline or a telesales executive. Do you provide that service for such a small customer paying 500 to 600 ARPA?
So thank you very much for the question. So our online channel is dedicated to all customers. As I said, for the moment, we are really focused on one product, which is called Presence. Presence enable, our customers, when they subscribe to that service, to update all their content, text, photos, videos, schedules, and so on and so forth, to update that on the main websites on the web, Google, Facebook, and so on and so forth. So they can subscribe to that, and they can buy. So basically, they can subscribe that online. Our model is the following. Not only, we offer, digital services on a subscription mode, but we support our customer with digital coaching. So anytime, as they discover the service on the web, or as they buy it, or as they experience it, they can be supported by our digital coaches that they can call anytime. So that's part, of the value proposition that we deliver to all these companies that are, for most of them, on the verge of digitalization.
Understood. Okay. And I think another question, a follow-up from one of the previous callers. You talked about the change in customer profile, partly driven by, the new online sales channel. If I think about competition and keeping that context in mind, if I think about competition, you have tech aggregators like, Just Eat or Interflora, and AutoTrader. Do you think some of your previous customers kind of went away to those competitors and that's why there's a change in customer profile as well? And how do you see those tech aggregators as a risk to Solocal?
Look, the way I look at the opportunity is the following. There are 5 million companies in France that we can address. 5 million. A little bit above 400,000 of them are Solocal's customers today. So the opportunity for Solocal is just huge. This is definitely a very competitive landscape. Yet, you know, the value proposition we have is very competitive. The way we address this market is in a very segmented way. We have the very small customers, the small and medium, and we have also large accounts. We have a portfolio of offers that can address the whole market, you know, all these very different, you know, customers. And what we've put in place is an omni-channel approach to it. So salespeople to go after the higher ARPAs, telesales for the mid-sized ARPAs, and e-commerce platform. So yes, there is competition, but the equation we bring to the market is very special. Look, we have things that, you know, our competitors don't have. We have, you know, websites such as, you know, Pageone or Mappy, which are generating data, very, very geolocalized data that we can use to really improve the efficiency and the performance of our advertising campaigns for our customers. Two, we have technology platforms. Three, we have the presence in the field. Four, we have, you know, this strong partnership with the guys like Google, Facebook, and so on and so forth. So, and you know, we have definitely tech experts, data scientists, and so on in the company. So all that combined makes the SoloCall equation very special, very competitive. We just have to bring it to market.
Understood. I appreciate that. I think the other way to ask this question is, you know, if you look at your, you know, clients, are they typically signing up with SoloCall and you know, just Data Interflora, for example, or do they typically go with one, you know, kind of one partner?
Can you say that again? Sorry.
So let's say if there's a small florist, do you expect that small florist to advertise with SoloCall as well as, you know, kind of partner with Interflora, or do they typically go with one partner?
I mean, the way we see it and our strategy is definitely to be the one-stop shopping. What is important for these guys, you know, for the small guys in particular that you are calling out, they want us to facilitate, to ease the process because, you know, they are not necessarily digital savvy. And this is exactly the way we position ourselves. We want to be kind of a digital coach for them. To use digital to bring more customers and more business for them. One thing that we've put in place is a SoloCall application that you can have on your smartphone. With this application, basically, you can subscribe to any service. Two, you can see, you know, the ratings, your ratings, and you can manage, you know, your ratings. You can see also the performance of every service you have subscribed, you know, to SoloCall. And then you can update your content. So you see, we are providing them with all the tools so that, you know, I mean, they can concentrate on their business, and we take care, you know, of the digital weapon that they can certainly take advantage of.
Got it. I appreciate it. Thank you.
We have no further questions coming through on the phone line, so I'd now like to hand the call back over to your host for any concluding remarks.
There are no more questions. Shall we wrap up now?
There are no further questions. Please go ahead.
All right. So many thanks for your attention. Let me tell you that we are holding our 2019 shareholders meeting this afternoon. So I'm delighted to welcome our shareholders at our headquarters here for this very important meeting. Thank you very much for the call today, and have a good day.
Thank you for joining today's call. You may now